All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, you know fingerboards?
Sorry, you caught me off guard there.
Fingerboards.
Yeah. Oh, tech decks.
Tech decks.
Yes.
Tech dicks. Just little fingerboards, you know? You do tricks. Some people get very good at it, and there's no way to look cool doing it.
There really isn't, because at the end of the day, you are just
twiddling.
Twiddling, yeah.
Yeah. It is, you know, manual dexterity, useful. Mm-hmm. But anywho, I have taken us here to the world's largest tech deck skate park. It's roughly 2 feet by 2 feet. And we are going to do a little. We are going to do a little race here with our tech decks. Yeah, I've written a game on the bottom of each of our skateboards here, and what we have here is the best of 100 elimination tournament. So, depending on which skateboard wins in the end, that's what we'll do. We just have to run this thing over and over and over.
So we just have to watch them.
We do it.
Oh, well, I don't know shit about this.
Yeah, you have a lot of tries.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get good at it.
All right. So by the end, I will be in the top 40 of
You'll be in the top two of this tournament of just us.
Right. Okay.
This thing is in low demand. Renting it out was easy.
We had to dust it. We had to get some cobwebs off of this.
Yeah.
So let's let her rip, baby.
Let's gleam the cube. Boy, this doesn't. What music would make this sound cool? There's just nothing cool about this.
The obvious one would be. Can we get like a MIDI version of Superman?
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
I don't know if such thing exists.
Like
by no means detune it. One.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. No! Please don't.
Yeah, that's probably not worth whoever we're talking to's hourly rate to do that just for this dumbass joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like you won the first one.
Okay. Yeah. So we got 99 more to go.
Yeah. Let's just put that in the bracket and let's continue.
Okay. All right.
Cool stale fish.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. The tips of my fingers are getting kind of raw here.
Yeah, I know. It's very exhausting. It's going to be a real endurance challenge at the end.
Yeah. Oh,
there, we got the second one.
Okay. Seriously doing all these?
Yeah, let's go. all right. Well, I mean, I figured some kind of montage would happen at some point. But
okay.
Not.
All right. Okay, number 67. Here we go.
Oh,
I'm getting pretty good at this. Look at that.
You're getting good at this, yeah. However, I've got a gun.
Oh, no!
Stand down.
My next strategy was to break my wrist so I could do a 900.
Nope. Yeah. Here, I'll break your wrist.
Oh, no.
Okay, I won all 99 by default. The bottom of my skateboard, tech deck rather, skate or die, bad and rad.
I guess I need to go to the hospital now.
Yeah. Underground hospital to bullet. No cops. Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, a podcast, legally speaking.
And this week, it's a Gary pick. We're talking about skate or die, bad and rad. Skate or in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought about this because I was thinking about skate or die, as I often do, and how weary I am with modern life and how many options there are.
Okay.
And yearning for simpler times.
Right.
Where your only two options were skate or die.
Yeah. Really, just a analysis paralysis is what it is. It's pretty clear for me which one I'm going to go for between skate or die. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Obviously.
The bliss of non-existence.
Yeah. And this made me think about skate or die. And I was like, I know about skate or die one. We covered skate or die two.
yeah.
on the show. But were there more Skeeter Dies? That's a franchise that's ripe for the plucking.
Yeah.
Turns out there were two Game Boy games, and they're real weird.
I had no idea that these were here. Either. I saw you put this on the calendar, and I was like, well, that's obviously a ROM hack or something. Gary wants to maybe take another crack at making a Skeeter Die rap or whatever, you know?
Sure.
No,
I just wanted to play this weird skateboarding platformer with boss fights and shit. Did you get to the clown boss?
No.
This is a Skeeter Die game where you fight a clown at the end of it. I'm watching a Let's Play now of the second level where he's skating through the sewers, doing sick jumps off the tops of serpents to like kill women dressed all in leather with whips.
Yeah.
They've gotten fairly far away from the original concept of Skeeter Die, I think.
Yeah. There's been a little bit of drift in the remit. Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't get to and fight the clown boss. I did fight the zombie scuba skater.
Mm.
His cadre of spittin' fish.
Yeah. it's pretty weird. The skating in this is pretty incidental.
Yeah. It's more just a complication on the platforming than anything, really. Yeah. It's not all side scrolling. There's some top down. You pick levels one through four. Some of them start top down. I only did the first two before I kind of ran out of time and hit the get it button. When it's in side scrolling mode, you are definitely just avoiding side scroller hazards like spikes and stuff. There are no tricks to be found. Unless you consider not being killed by a World War II era mine being a trick, in which case, big whoop. I do that every single day. I'm doing it right now. My Tony Hawk combo in this is wild.
It's infinite. Yeah. I'm watching the scuba zombie right now in his spitting fish.
Yeah.
In the Let's Play. I went to a different level when I was playing it. Pretty great.
Yeah.
Like, just really strange.
Yeah.
What a weird game. I don't, what a thing to do with this license.
Yeah. You know? Which, like, Skeeter Die 1, I don't know. Like, they, like, it, not a basic skating game, but it was definitely about skating. Like, each of the levels that you went to, like, was a different skating scenario. There was, like, a pool, there was a half pipe, there was, you know, street skating, there was a race. Like, it was a bunch of plausible skating things.
Skeeter Die 1 was in the California Games model of here's a bunch of different like events.
Mm-hmm.
So Skeeter Die 1 had like jousting.
Yeah.
You would skate on with pugil sticks and hit each other. And then Skeeter Die 2 is really pure. Like you have a half pipe and then you have the story mode where you're just like a skater punk skating around trying to save your girlfriend.
Right.
This is just that second mode, but with no tricks, no RPG mechanics, and a story I can't find stuff on, other than the Wikipedia, which talks about fighting Elrad the evil one, to rescue Miss Ariel from him.
Yes. Yeah.
While collecting soda cans, pizza, and ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I searched around. I tried finding the manual for this because imagine the delights. That could be found there. All I found was the manual for the original Skeeter Die, which I probably read every day for an entire summer when I would just,
which is also great.
Yeah.
At the end of each horizontal stage, according to Wikipedia, you must confront one of the game's bosses, such as Wartmonger and Bionic Lester. Lester is a prominent character.
Yeah.
In Skeeter Die. That is the Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, no, that's Radical Rodney. I think he might have been called Lester in the first one and then in the second one.
Lester is one of the toughest opponents in the races.
Got you.
Yes.
Got you.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lester. So this has some lore connections to previous Skates or Dies.
Lester is back. They've made him badder, stronger.
Bionic.
Yeah.
Like he's got all the powers of a bionic skater. The stages you do this with, all the crumbling floors and like tidal waves and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's real weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird game.
It seems like it would be much easier to navigate on foot, if I'm not lying to you.
There's really no reason not to do caveman style.
Yeah.
And just go through this.
Caveman.
The trick they added to Tony Hawk 4. I think that's the innovation for 4.
Oh, yeah.
You just get off your skateboard and walk and it comes as a trick.
Again, my combo on that, nigh undefeatable.
Yeah, absolutely. When I do the 320 sit, I just...
Gary, I'm gonna need you to go to the end boss of this and tell me what you see.
All right, I'm on my way. Hold on a second. On this long play, side scrolling.
It's that's Heisenberg in a floating eagle throne, right?
Oh, that is Heisenberg
in a floating eagle throne.
Except his head with like wearing like a kind of a blazer, but also kind of a cool robe. Yeah. And when he gets stomped on, his head descends into his neck.
Yeah, it's Heisenberg, but if he was turtly enough for the Turtle Club.
Yes. Yeah, he's got turtle powers. That means if you open up his back, he has all of his equipment. So I guess this is Elrad the Evil One.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool. I still remember when the cartels put out their kill hit on him.
Yep.
One of the things that surprised me about this, and I'll be curious to see if you agree, I don't think this is a bad game.
It's like I was not offended Game Boy by issues. It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too close up to react to things.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting the size of sprite correct on Game Boy is difficult.
Yeah.
You always need to go smaller than you think.
For as fast as you move in some of these side-scrolling sections, especially if there are any slopes that are involved, like the first big jump you have to do is effectively a leap of faith because of the scroll speed.
And you have to know it's coming, more or less. There's like a randomization element or a memorization element.
No.
But it's not a bad video game.
No,
If I had this as a kid, I would have eaten this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is what skater die games are for.
Right.
Like, you know,
for
the kids to eat up.
For impressing you as a kid. I think I would have preferred the original skater die just because I liked the event structure to it. Like, this just feels like a side-scroller or whatever, you know? Also, it's short. You know, it's got that gameplay problem. Like the long play of it is 23 minutes, which is wild.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Like it's not dead easy, but it's not that hard. Mm-hmm. You'd beat this in a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
No problem.
No problem at all. Yeah. I don't think this is terrible. I just think it's weird and misguided. Yeah. it is a strange decision for them to take this, this way.
Yeah, I don't know how they got the license for this. This was developed by Konami,
mm-hmm.
Weirdly enough, published by Palcom.
Falcom's pal. Or,
yeah. Falcom's pal. Mm-hmm. Palcom there in the UK.
Yeah.
And nobody you've ever met has ever heard of it.
No.
Nobody has ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I feel like if I saw this on a shelf, I would remember it. From being a kid, because I mean, also Skate or Die, you know, on Game Boy, right?
Yeah.
Like the exactly the kind of thing that I would have wanted.
Yeah. Specifically for me, I was much more of a Skate or Die 2
mm-hmm.
kid. Skate or Die 1 has that problem, like California Games, where everything is a bewildering mini game with a different control scheme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was just very popular at the time.
It just Skate or Die 1 was the game that I had.
Was the one you had.
Yeah. And I got to know it really well. The only inkling that I had that Skate or Die 2 existed was that book of like Nintendo Secrets of the Sages, written by Russell Demario.
The Sages told you.
Yeah. The Sages told me. There like in the back there was like a preview of games covered in like future editions of that. And like there was a description of Skate or Die 2, and I was like, wait a minute, there's a second one? And then it sounded weird. By the way, they described it.
It's exceedingly weird.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it and played it, but that's how it looms large in my memory, is just, you know, reading about it in a publication and trying to imagine it. Yeah.
And this is actually the fourth of five different games in the Skate or Die series.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one developed by one of my all-time favorite developers, the Real Time Associates, Tour de Trash.
Tour de Thrash, rather.
Or to Thrash, rather. And that one is, you do skateboarding shit.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
It's a return to the roots. Mm-hmm. There's also Ski or Die, which I did not know about.
No, I only saw that in a ROM list when I was looking for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Uh-huh. Which it's skiing, but you're doing it down a half pipe. Oh, it's a snowboard half pipe. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Because that seems like a good way to die.
Yeah.
Like a good and quick way to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, skiing down a half pipe.
Oh, it's Ski or Die is also an event collection. You do half pipe snowboarding, aerial skiing, downhill skiing, snowball fights, which is fun. And then inflatable sled racing. I'm excited because this winter, Gary, I'm probably going to get to go snow tubing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say this winter I'm going to download Ski or Die. I was like, man, use your break.
It's one of my plans. Yeah. No, there's a ski slope nearby that my brother's thinking about getting passes to. And and the passes all include privileges for the for the tubing, for the snow tubing, which sounds like a very good time. God no. Holy yeah, shit,
I find,
Gary.
I find the idea of skiing, like, any of the sports that lock your ankle in place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, feel like a really good way to break your ankle.
It seems like a great way to break everything, actually. Yes. Yeah. I've always been terrified by the notion of skiing, not just because of my slow reflexes and weak ankles or whatever, but just velocity. You just hear so much. Sonny Bono, man. You know, like you hear so much. It's just a great way to die. Bono. It's a great way to die wrapped around a tree that's not driving in a car, you know?
Yeah. And I know that once I saw the tree. Like, yeah. I wouldn't steer out of the way.
No, there would be target fixation. I would just go right toward it. Yeah.
Yeah. I would also try to use little hand things to steer, and that's not what they're for.
No.
Little stabbing sticks.
Yeah.
The swords you get when you ski.
Uh-huh.
The fencing that you do.
That's for doing road rash tricks to eliminate your competition.
It's for picking up litter on the side of the skiway.
Mm-hmm. I would never want to ski, but I would absolutely want to ride in a ski lift. That seems fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then just walk down.
Yep.
Have a nice, pleasant walk down
or
tube down.
Yeah.
Like it's weird that, you know, an inner tube sled, which I also would like to do.
Yes.
And I'm quite frankly hurt that you haven't invited me.
Do you want $1,000 plane ticket to come to Mansfield?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
I shouldn't have offered.
Winter in Mansfield. They say it's beautiful. but it has the same problems. Like, I feel like if I'm on an inner tube, heading towards a tree, I'm also going to Sonny Bono myself.
Yes, yeah.
And also will not be able to steer, and also will target fixate. I just don't mind.
My understanding is you only like the hill that you ride down on the tube is very it's not very steep, and also not a lot of trees. You're not doing like double black diamond tubing.
There should be some trees.
Yeah.
Are you going to? You should buy a bunch of bananas and leave peels behind you as you go down.
Yeah. You know, compost. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and to thwart your competitor.
Yeah. Just throw Chris. Shells.
Yeah. Yeah. just toss a turtle at him.
Yeah.
God, I haven't been sledding in so long.
God, sledding is so fun, Gary.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It's just, if you zoom out enough, it's a bad roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
But that it wraps around so good to make it a good roller coaster.
But it's a bad roller coaster, but most often you're doing it like on a day off of school that you get.
Yes. It has a context around it.
Yeah. And also it's like, it's a roller coaster that doesn't have a line, right?
Yes.
You know, and
you have to go, you have to walk up the hill.
Ah, that's fine. You're young. Yeah.
In between things. Yeah. But not now. You're not.
Well, no, but are you going to go out there and get a saucer sled, Clark?
You're talking about going and getting sledding right now.
It's institution. It is an institutionalized sledding. Yeah. I don't have to walk up that hill. You do like they pull you up it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's
who's
they?
Like a guy? Like a poor guy?
No,
has to drag you and Chris's sorry asses up the hill on an air tube?
Yeah, no, his job sucks. He should get paid more, but he should have made better life choices.
It's a living.
Yeah. No. There's like for bunny slopes and stuff. Okay. It's not a lift. You like it's a line lift. Like you hold on to the
Then you ride up.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, that I would want to do that part as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Man.
So. So yes, it gets rid of that, and also it's not just going to a park. The main most memorable place, the best sledding hill around where I grew up, it was a park, and the hill was very steep, but it was broken in two basically. So imagine a steep hill that runs straight into like a park access road, and then the park access road is road width, and then it gets steep again. So if you start
imagining Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. And the whole thing was covered in snow. So if you're starting at the top, you have to really brace for that sudden just like flattening as it goes. Yep. It'll wreck your knees. Yeah. But if you build it, like if you ease the slope out enough with enough snow, you end up getting like a little bit of lift to hit the smaller one. Yeah. It was really dangerous. And my dad took me and all of our cousins there. And it is a shock that none of us died.
It's like a real like make your own action park.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I'm not a kneel sledder. I never got good at sledding on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
That always hurt.
Okay.
No matter what. So with those kind of things, I would have to sit back and destroy my coccyx.
Yes. Getting one of those long plastic sleds that has like a little lever that gives you the illusion of steering.
Yeah, I love that little lever.
That little lever is one of the weakest fictions that has ever been concocted. I love
lies we tell children. Did you ever, a big thing when I was growing up, and I don't know how widespread this was, but sledding on the street? Like, people would just, like, if it was a snow day, there would just be a road, and the road had a hill, and, like, people would start sledding on it. And it was, like, just one of the most dangerous. It was all road. It wasn't, like, that access road that somebody could have been driving down.
Right, right.
When you went down, you know, and that would have just been, like, a fun little mini game.
Yeah.
This was just somebody turns around the corner, and maybe multiple kids sledding directly into the grill of their car.
You know? So this is the sad sledding that kids who don't have access to green space do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's urban sledding is what we like to call it. And that might have been the last time I sled. Like, we had some hills for sledding too.
Yeah.
But we didn't go to them, and I don't know why. Probably mysterious dad reasons.
Probably. Oh yeah.
You know, in my case, but we didn't go to those a lot.
Probably one thing I remember in a county where he had warrants.
Yeah. There was a nationwide dad hunt out for him. The one hill that we went to, I remember there was the way it was bifurcated was side by side, where there was the soft snow. But then people had used water to make like a super fast ice route.
Oh, they made a murder chute. Yeah.
They made a murder chute. So if you wanted to, you can go down to the murder chute, but you couldn't do the murder chute on an inner tube because it would certainly pop.
Okay.
There were too many like rocks and hazards and sticks.
Yeah.
Like caltrops and shit down on the murder chute.
So you had to either take a hard slide or an Ethan Frome toboggan.
Yeah. Yes, a death toboggan. Like a way to, you know, which are already those things kill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, just let me put my kid on some blades.
Yeah. 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 On a caribou shoe for skiing. You
know? Yeah.
Man, sledding's fucking fun.
Sledding is really good.
Unfortunately, no sledding's going to happen. We're in record warm winter. It's been like 60 degrees here.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I keep going to sleep and it's like 72 degrees in my house, you know, without it's ludicrous.
It's almost a little too warm actually.
Yeah. I've had to put on a fan.
Yeah.
It's real dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very encouraging for the future.
Well, yeah, no, it's good.
Good thing sledding is not going to be a problem kids are going to have.
Yeah.
Or, kids aren't a problem we're going to have. There's a lot of things that are going to happen with the future being bleak.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not our problem.
People are like,
my favorite thing about being fecund. Or not fecund.
Yes, being barren. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what are these old fuckers talking about sledding?
Yeah. No, we've never done anything like that. No. Oh, you mean going down the escalator at the mall? Sure, we do that.
What mall?
Yeah. Oh, I guess that's true. Man, without malls, we're going to get rid of escalators as well.
Yeah, true.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, people are going to have to use stairs on their own.
Or even no stairs.
Mm. Yeah. You know, just
one big flat plane.
Just a rope that pulls you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the bunny slope. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm back on board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There should have been a sledding video game where you did sledding tricks. It should have been $10 and been on the PS1.
What kind of tricks you imagining on a sled?
360s.
Okay.
540s.
Mm-hmm. Prepare and eat a whole roast chicken.
Yeah. Eat a roast chicken. 900s if you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like tilts.
Okay.
You know, you could manual.
You probably could. I mean, just like do like a little wheelie almost.
Yeah.
You could probably grind on a sled.
You can grind on a sled. 100%. Yeah. Do you think anyone's ever gotten pregnant on a sled? Speaking of grinding on a sled.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. It was,
I could think it could be no, but I don't think it's entirely.
It was real. It was real fast and almost by accident. It's not that they weren't ready for it. Doing a search around sledding video games is a little bit, we are getting a little bit of namespace pollution because sleds is also what some cultures call, snowmobiles.
Oh, fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. So like there's Sledders, which is an early access game that actually looks pretty fun, on Steam. Just a winter sports kind of thing. No, that's snowmobiles. You've got Snow Rider 3D. That seems to be about sledding, but it's a shitty mobile game.
I was trying to see if anyone had gotten pregnant on a sled, and the first Google result is neighbors build sled to get pregnant Connecticut woman. And I know it's to get her to a hospital, but I wish it wasn't. I wish this was the full sentence.
Just like to get her.
Yeah.
Get you real good.
Yeah. Oh, there's a video of it.
Oh.
I wonder if they show the crowning.
Wait a minute.
Show this birth to completion.
From conception to delivery entirely on a sled.
Boyhood. Yeah. Boyhood on a sled.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of games about sledding. Yeah.
It's largely passive, but oh man, like a VR experience, like a big sled course.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Sledding, I feel more in control on a sled than a motorcycle because you can always bail.
You can.
Or bail as a kid and then just use your little chubby child body as friction to just kind of stop and be like, meh.
See, the thing is, it's like there's already snow, you know, and snow can be pretty soft. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely bailed. Definitely bailed if it seemed like I was going to run into another kid or whatever. It's like, oh, like how far can that sled go? Like
when you do that, you're shooting a sled bullet at them.
Well, yeah, it's real
like,
fun.
More or less, you're basically doing what Klonoa does.
That's what we called it. We called it giving them the K.
Klonoa Snowanoa. And just fucking, dome them with a toboggan, slice them, cut off, trisect them, gangland style.
It's their fault for being in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slept with the big boys.
No parking on the dance floor, bitch.
Yeah. No wiping in the club, you little shit. You're getting sliced.
Yeah.
You're getting tobogganed.
Man, I really want to go sledding, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
If only we could be doing this podcast while sledding.
Don't like, tell me.
It's making me really want it. I love snow in the wintertime, and we're not getting it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no. And
we could just go slide down a hill if I wanted to. Oh, that would be the same.
Yeah, we just find a muddy hill and go down it, but that seems...
It is raining here. You know, I guess I could probably slide down something.
Yeah.
You know, double dare it.
Double dare it. Like, somehow merging with a flag. Oh yeah, that was an open sewer. Oh,
yeah, no. This is the thing that told you where and where not to dig. And I have somehow absconded with it.
Yeah.
Do you ever steal those when you were a kid? Those gaslight flags?
No, it didn't really seem like didn't really seem like something I wanted. I guess maybe I wasn't as flag hungry as you were.
Oh my god, I wanted flags.
Oh, man.
I guess you're just not as patriotic as I was. I needed I didn't know what they were.
Okay.
And I just wanted a thing.
Did you steal bunch of them or did you just take one?
Oh, I took all of them. Like I took a lot of them, like a bouquet. And then I also would take those little reflector plastic things.
Oh,
and those would be like wizard wands when I was playing.
Oh, that people would like put down to like mark the edge of their driveway or whatever.
Yeah. To stop people from crashing into their driveway or running to their mailbox. I would steal those.
Yeah.
I would steal those little flags.
Mm.
Just like something to have in my hand while I'm walking around, you know?
How many people died of gas explosions because of you? Okay, yeah.
After
a while, they knew not to even try. Yeah,
and they ended up doing an infrared system that I couldn't sniff out. But yeah, they're fun to take.
I imagine. Yeah, my neighbor was trying to train their dog to stay on the property. And so they put up like a bunch of little blue flags. Didn't stop that little shit from, you know, making a run for it. That was only up for like 2 days and they decided no. Yeah.
There was nothing else with the flags. The idea was just the dog would see the flag and be like, no way.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Huh. I don't know that they thought it through entirely.
That's how dogs work.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. Never took any of those flags, but definitely played in a lot of construction sites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. With a helmet.
Oh god, no.
Wow.
Just like our house was one of the first
kid on site.
Exactly, we had a kid on site. It was just real fun, like finding a way to like cross the foundation and get up in and just like, hey, I'm on the second floor of this framed out building. Yeah, our house was like one of the first that was built on a new, you know, like on a street. So like we were there, and then just at any given time for like 2 years, there were at least three active construction sites on that street or on the street next street over, and we would just go and play around, you know.
I remember doing that too.
Yeah.
Like being on a second floor of a half completed house, which in retrospect is probably one of the more dangerous things I've ever done.
Probably. Yeah.
Like it's probably not very secure.
Mm-hmm. It was real fun being in the basements too. In the dugout basements. Yeah.
That's real like cool and scary.
Yeah.
Like, feast for the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was somebody's liability nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they put up those fences. Mm-hmm. Stop kids from having fun.
Yeah. Nanny state. Fucking Nazis.
I've been feeling extremely nostalgic for my childhood attention span.
Okay.
And my ability to enjoy myself without stimulation.
Okay.
You know, like situations like that, or like the couple times I got detention and just having to be like in a room and there's nothing to do. I can't do anything, but I still manage to like enjoy myself. You know,
this will be weird. This will be, this is going to reveal that I was such a nerd. I never got detention.
Sure.
No, like just didn't get in trouble that way. Did they not let you read in detention? Like, could you not take a book
supposed to. I'm sure it varies. Like there's not like a national detention index or anything. Like, this is heavily standardized. I'm sure it's just even depending on the teacher in the school.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to. You could sometimes get away with it.
Okay.
It's a real dumb punishment.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't like do homework.
That makes zero sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. I remember drawing a lot and then getting caught and then drawing on the table because they couldn't tell I was drawing.
Yeah.
They couldn't
see
it from their angle. They didn't see a piece of paper. So just draw on the desk.
Okay.
And having like a grand old time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird when you're a kid, you could just make fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, mm-hmm. I was infamous in the family for doing that.
That's great.
No, just leave Cole. Let's just leave Cole alone in a room. He'll be fine.
Yeah, and it worked.
Yeah.
It just whatever that is that died in us. Yeah. What do they do to us? You know, I just don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Like the young Gary who could play Stratego by himself, which is a sad story.
Yeah.
In retrospect, but at the time I was okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, priorities were all messed up. Like I could do that. Like I also I didn't take advantage of nap times, and I really wish that I did. Didn't take advantage of gym class. I really wish that I did. Yeah. But could make fun out of nothing.
And it's a weird thing too when you go back, some of those things you can do now and they're just cursed. Like now we talked about this a lot, but like I quote unquote successfully took a nap. Yesterday. But like one, I think if you take a nap, you should probably be able to call in sick the next day because you wake up feeling real weird.
Oh yeah, no, you're all discombobulated. Yeah.
And because my brain sucks, it just like presented me with a bunch of sad shit.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
then I like had like the rest of my day was off and I was all like weepy and messy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, and nothing happened. I just successfully took a nap.
Yeah. There's something about trying to fall asleep during the day that immediately jumps you to the insomnia stage where you start tallying the people you've disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just things you got to do.
Well, you know.
Yeah. It was really a real bummer. Like this, it's, you know, I'm not an easy crier.
Okay.
You know, I like nothing wrong with that, with crying easily, but it just doesn't happen that much. But I was feeling very sensitive because I was served up a bunch of sad dreams for no reason. And then was like, hold it together. And then logged on to Facebook. And Facebook presented me, you know, Facebook will just show you anything.
Oh, okay.
Which we all know. Yeah. And it showed me one of those animal memes things. And it was from the perspective of animals. And it's one of those things where it's like, don't be mad at me. I live a very short time. Like all this hurt. tugging stuff. And then it was like, don't say you can't bear it, you know, make sure you're with me during my hardest time. And then I was just thinking about how, like, you know, I left the room when they put down roars.
Oh god.
Which is something I really regret, but I wasn't in my right mind.
Right.
You know, I've done the work to forgive myself for it, but it is something I wish I had done differently.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ, was it just a like, and comparing my young self who was dealing with nonstop real trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But was just pretending to be having fun and making fun out of nothing versus this version of me that is like, nothing's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to take a nap and see a boomer JPEG on Facebook that guilted me about this very human choice I made like a couple years ago and made me feel like the biggest monster in the world.
Yeah.
Like, brains are goddamn amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the same brain that did that.
fucked yeah, up. Yeah, it is really fucked up. Yeah, that at one point you can make fun out of nothing, and now you make regret out of nothing.
Nothing, yeah. You know, like nothing, yeah. You know, just, I just saw a thing, and the thing that was designed to do that,
mm-hmm.
You know, what is the point of that?
No.
That means no one who is cruel is going to be more kind seeing that.
No.
It is just there to like make you feel a little bad.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are doing all the things, you're going to feel like you're maybe not doing it enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't need help to feel guilty on behalf of animals.
No. Every time I see a dead animal on the side of the road, I think that was a whole world that was snuffed out for nothing.
You know, yeah, we have these little creatures that have an infinite, I think it's Will's thing, where it's like they have an infinite capacity to love and receive love.
Mm-hmm.
And then they live, you know, 1/10 of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, 1/8 of our lives. Like, it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Hmm.
Skate or die.
Skate or die.
Yeah. Nothing really on game facts.
No.
There's kind of a cute, the game fact that's on here is kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to my first attempt at writing a fact. My apologies for the strange formatting. If you add any text, it makes the lines more than 79 characters, and it just takes a lot of time to make sure everything is in the proper place. Bad and Rad is a registered trademark. It's very cute.
Yeah.
It's okay, buddy.
At the end. Well, thanks for reading my FAQ on Bad and Rad. Mm-hmm. I know it's terribly long, but this game does tend to have a lot of really difficult and complex parts. You don't need to apologize, bud.
Yeah, Jono543@hotmail.com is having a hard time. I hope you find it worth your while.
Hey, John, okay, Taylor, man. I know you're not active anymore. It's their only FAQ. Yeah. Have they had a bad experience? They quit maybe after somebody this. Gave them shit for how long I this hope is. Not.
Yeah. I really hope not.
Yeah. And this gets like good. This has good reviews. Like the lowest on GameFAQs is a 7, which, I mean, I don't know. Makes sense. It's, like I said, it's not offensively bad or anything.
I think this is a pretty good Game Boy platformer. You have to judge it on the Game Boy curve. Like, you're not skating very much. Ignore the skating, which is a dumb thing to do in a scare die, but you have to ignore the skateboard part. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty fun platformer.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
We do. If you want to support us, you can go to...
Oh, yes? Hold up. Did you see the review by Snowdragon?
I didn't pay attention to it. I've got to open here.
Board of Boring Boards. Come on board. just real quick. Skating today is all about pulling the cool tricks. And it's all in good fun. They may be the X Games, as in extreme, a word I loathe and wish I could send to the lowest circle of hell. But everybody has a good time. Back in the early 90s, a veritable vault of skater culture and wary jargon. Skating was not just fun, silly willy kid stuff. It was a cutthroat competition. You had to skate or die. Just very intense.
This person, I'm getting a little bit of Grammatical King off of Snowdragon. A little bit?
Yes.
Let me see their contributions.
All in all, Skate or Die, Bad and Rad, to cite its full title, is an engrossing game more than worthy of time spent with a Game Boy in hand.
Yeah.
Some players won't be too thrilled with the fact that the controls are sketchy in a way that is way too hard.
Yeah.
But I think this game hooked me personally.
I'm looking at their other reviews here. What is one that's going to get us more moral condemnation? Let's do the Punisher for the arcade. Don't talk to Frank Castle about arcade or about anger issues. He's a walking one. But then you would be too if you and your family witnessed a botched mob hit and the hitman killed your entire family to prevent being ratted out. That sure is the premise of the Punisher.
Yeah, you did explain the Punisher to me. Thank you.
Yeah. Not seeing
Pachinko sexy reaction. Cool.
Bart versus the Juggernauts. I don't know how Bart got into the lame situations Acclaim used to put him into their horrid lineup of NES and Game Boy games made in the Simpsons infancy. Hey, your sentences are too long, dog.
Yeah, this is a lot.
I was looking for a little bit more moral condemnation on this.
Yeah,
but
me too. Like, this is something that, you know, 4 years ago we could have dined on for longer.
Yeah, nothing.
The review for Bart versus the Juggernauts is like 6,000 words for some reason.
Yeah.
Also, a real weird game. Like, maybe the weirdest and most obscure Simpsons game.
Mm-hmm.
The one where Bart goes on American Gladiators for some reason.
They have been given permission to use wrestling moves on the child.
Pugil sticks on the children.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anywho. Anyway, if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and get 2 extra episodes of this show, along with Real Lich Hours, our new show that just launched, talking about Baldur's Gate 3 and Forgotten Realm stuff in general.
Yes. We would appreciate you doing that. New shows mean a big push for people is very, very useful. So please tell your friends. Please rate and review it. Most importantly, tell your friends.
Yes.
So
spread the word.
Yeah. You can also just support us on Patreon. Mm-hmm. You can leave us ratings and reviews for this show. And you can join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Until next time, what should they do?
Until next time, you should try to take a nap, and that way show outros will come to you unbidden.